The Book of Bamidbar is strikingly different from the Book of Vayikra, which comes before it. Vayikra is filled with commandments meant to apply for all generations. Bamidbar, as the Ramban points out, contains very few. In fact, of those mitzvot that we find in Bamidbar, they are usually either commandments for the moment or a conclusion and completion of still unfinished instruction. Instead, this book comes to highlight certain stories and the honor due to the tabernacle, and this is very important. Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. In Bamidbar, we read of the camp of the children of Israel. Like at Sinai, the people were warned against going to certain spaces unbidden. In this way, the moving camp of the Israelites was like a moving Mount Sinai with the people of Israel surrounding it. Additionally, we read of the miracles and actions wrought by God on behalf of our people as we travel toward the land of Israel. What is the common theme of the book expressed in these seemingly unrelated matters? It is protection and honor. Of course, it is obvious to all for all to see that when God defends the children of Israel in battle, he protects us and increases our honor in the eyes of the world. Just as victory in the Six-Day War increased the stature and esteem of the Jewish people, so too did victories against the Canaanites, Amorites, and Midianites. We too protect and honor God, so to speak, in our arrangements around the tabernacle. Just as the unbidden person could not go into certain spaces on Mount Sinai where Hashem made his glory manifest, so too the children of Israel could not enter into the Mishkan at will. Just as priests stood guard at the mountain, so too did they stand guard at the Mishkan. As the sages said, a palace with guards cannot be compared to a palace without guards. This is the broad theme of the book, protection and honor born of affection. Worthy of note, that God protects us is, in its own way, a very pedestrian insight. He gives us life, the sun, the moon, the stars, music, and love. Of course he protects us. But the fact that we also protect him, so to speak, is noteworthy. For if we do not stand up for God, for his teachings, instructions, and values, won't people forget them? If we do not study Torah and teach it, won't it go unnoticed? Won't life move on to a different path? Hashem protects us just as he always has, and we still have a role to play as well, not only in protecting a physical space, but by safeguarding the central messages that God brought into the world. He chose us for this job. Without an Avraham, people would not know Hashem. Indeed, without the Jewish people, the world might forget him again. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you're in Houston, please come, dive, and learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.